looking forward to today's broadcast. A lot to cover, a lot going on at the Petroleum Conference that we'll cover today. I caught up earlier with Al Jager, and he was telling me about some news out of the courts in this battle that has gone on for a long, long time since the North Dakota legislature cleaned up voter ID laws, rules, and regulations. It's been tied up in court, but yesterday brought a court victory, so Al's going to tell us a little bit about that. Al, how are you doing?
Good morning. Doing very well. It was great news yesterday when the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals 2-1 ruled to grant us the stay. This basically means that in the upcoming general election, we will be able to conduct the election exactly the way the 2017 Legislative Assembly passed it. There's no affidavits. P.O. Box, is not the thing that the federal judge said that we would have to accept. ID that just had a P.O. box.
And this is something that the, while you had a pretty good victory in the other court ruling, he was insistent that the P.O. box remain, right?
Right. And the concern there is that, quite frankly, there are people who have P.O. boxes in North Dakota that could live out of state, but if they came in and showed a P.O. box, that would be an acceptable address, and we'd have to give them a ballot. And, of course, that's a concern. Even in Bismarck, like myself, I live in a 58503 zip code, but I have a P.O. box in 58507. If I would show up in a precinct, outside of my precinct and just showed them ID with my P.O. box, what kind of ballot would they be giving me? They wouldn't know, do they give me the one for my residential address? Do they give me one based on the P.O. box? So it really created some challenges in June, but now with the poll workers and everything, we can give them very, very specific rules. There is no, it's going to be just the way the 2017 legislature passed it, and that's going to make the election very, very good. Nobody's going to be disenfranchised. Most of the people in North Dakota that vote use either a driver's license or a non-driver's license issued state ID. So,
yeah, and how many total, average percentage-wise of folks wanted to vote without either of those?
Well, it was kind of hard to determine, this time, but 2 years ago, when we were forced to use the voter affidavit, we had like 17,000 affidavits, and we could, after everything was said and done, there was over 3,000 people that we couldn't find, be able to match up the address again. Now, was it fraudulent? I don't know. Probably wasn't, but we can't prove either way. And so now that we're back to the 2017 law, the way it is, the stay, that was huge. That was a huge victory.
I heard some of the arguments in favor of the P.O. box, and one of them was that it's fairly common in Native American communities for there not to be street addresses used, but rather P.O. boxes used.
Well, actually, in everything that we've done, we've worked with that particular county. All of the plaintiffs have a street address. So that's not an issue. And they can use, tribal ID. They can use state-issued ID. If they bring a piece of stationery that has the tribal name and address and they say, this individual is, this age, lives at this place, that's acceptable in terms of whatever they would allow. And so we don't believe that... in all of the other elections, Native Americans have been, have voted. It's really not a problem. We think that they're covered and they're not being disenfranchised.
The vast majority of our listeners get very frustrated with this discussion because they think it's so basic and obvious that, voter ID makes sense, that the North Dakota legislature, whom they elect, mm-hmm. Passed reasonable legislation, yet every turn you're battling. Right. You're battling and, you're in the courts and everything else. What is the motivation? I mean, to me, the motivation has to be they want the rules fast and loose, so more people can vote than should. I mean, why else would they fight like this?
I think one thing has to be that it isn't the particular plaintiffs that are listed. It's the law firm that is representing them. They have demanded legal fees in excess of $1 million already.
From whom?
Well, from the state. You know, and so far none of that has been granted or anything in that order. So this is a very organized effort on a nationwide basis you know, they're driving up legal fees and hoping that, you know, the state's going to be forced to pay them. And so we don't believe that Native Americans in North Dakota or anybody in North Dakota is being disenfranchised. If people want to vote, to get the voter ID is really relatively simple. We have a very, and the thing that's puzzling to me is North Dakota is actually less strict than states that have voter registration.
Is this settled now? Are you done with this one?
No. This is a stay. The lawsuit still, that underlying thing is still in place. But at least in this election, we can operate according to 2017.
So you still have to litigate specific to the P.O. box?
No. The entire case. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
More to come.
Yes, it's not done. It could take a while yet. But like I said, there's going to be a demand placed on the state for legal fees.
Well, that is a real head scratcher for me. How is it that the people that are challenging this somehow think that you're responsible for their legal fees?
That's the way the law kind of is set up. So, yeah.
Did they get their legal fees for challenging the state law? Oh, my gosh.
Well, and it's not the plaintiffs that are going to get the benefit.
Right. Of course not. It's a law firm.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's a can't-lose deal for them.
Yeah. So, you know, how that's all going to work out. You know, this is pretty serious in terms of, you know, what's being demanded.
That's amazing. Well, Al, thanks for the update. I'm glad to know that, you know, like a lot of people wondered, was this all going to get sorted out by the November election? And thankfully, it did.
It will, but it's still an ongoing.
Yeah, it'll be a battle after that.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.